last night, I was doing what I usually do, winding down in bed, and, you know, you can't put your phone down, so I'm like Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, just checking stories and reading things, and closing them out, and I look at Facebook one last time, and I'm like refreshing my feed, and I'm like, Dad?
What?
I was like, Dad?
Dad.
My dad passed away like 10 years ago, but I saw this photo, I'm like,
Your dad created a Facebook page from heaven? Whoa.
I'm like, Dad, just don't poke me. No, but it was like this photo popped up, and for a second I thought it was my dad's face. I was like, Dad.
That's weird.
That's really weird. And here's a little backstory. We talked about this briefly on the show before that, like I said, my dad passed away 10 years ago, and at the funeral thing when he's in a casket and you talk to everybody, whatever that's called, when they're walking by, like paying their respects, and everybody's like, I'm so sorry, your dad was a good man.
I think it's just called paying your respects.
Is that what it is?
It's called a wake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the wake. Whatever it might be, people are coming by doing their thing. And this one guy walks up with a kid. I'm like, I don't recognize the dude. But I'm like, oh, maybe he was a coworker of my father's or something like that. And the guy's like, hey, I'm your half-brother. I'm like, what? I was like, I didn't know I had a half-brother. And then I guess like people try to escort him out of there. He was a nice guy. It's just like,
what? Why'd they try to escort him out?
Because it was awkward. And I didn't know the whole backstory. Because, like, well, I never knew my whole life that I might have a half brother.
Okay.
And they're like, dude, get out of here.
And then fast forward a few years, then what? Didn't they send you something in the mail or something?
About a year or two later, I got a package in the mail. It had pictures of this guy. It was from his wife just telling me all about him. Like, here's what he looked like as a kid, yada, yada, yada.
Whoa, they're still, like, sticking with their story.
Like, they definitely still believe that, like, hey, that like, my dad who passed away, like, that was his father.
Who was trying to, like, shut him up and say, get out of here, get out of here?
Like, just friends of the family.
Oh, wasn't your
mother? No, it wasn't my mom, no. I mean, my parents were never really married. They were on and off for, like, my whole life. They were never officially married or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
I'm just a bastard. So, the thing is, it's just, I mean, you would do that, though. Like, if somebody came to, like, your thing and, it, like, you weren't expecting that person, I would be like, hey, come on, get out of here, get out of here. Like, what are you doing? Like,
I guess so, yeah.
It's, like, awkward. Like, it's already a morning time. So, fast forward, and I kind of asked, you know, after I got the thing in the mail a year or two after my dad's death, I'm like, okay, this guy, like, he kind of, I guess, can look like my dad. Like, if you look at something long enough, you can make your mind think things, you know, or at least start to wander.
But you were unsure.
But I was not, yeah, I was definitely thinking, nah, I don't think so.
Didn't they want you to send your DNA so they could just prove once and for all, and you just didn't know if you wanted to, because you're like, this guy still, to me, doesn't really look like
him. I thought about doing it. I don't know if they wanted to. They didn't directly ask for my DNA at the time.
Yeah.
But I asked my family, and I'm like, okay, look, dad's dead now. Like, I think it's messed up if you hid this from me, but if it is, like, can we be honest for a second, like, is this guy my half-brother or not? And they're saying, Joe, no. Back in the day, here's the alleged story, is that my dad and a couple other guys, allegedly, according to her, hooked up with her, not at the same time, but there was like three guys that slept with her the same night or something.
Oh, my Lanta.
Allegedly, the story I've been told. And my dad apparently was one of those guys. And I guess at the same time, though, too, my dad was married. Not to my mom. This is before I met my mom. So my dad was a married man. So allegedly, in theory, this whole story that I didn't know about now is that my dad was married, cheated, I guess, and got this woman pregnant, if it's all true.
Okay.
And that would be his son. But then apparently he did a blood test back then, but it was like 90-something percent accurate. It's not like DNA now,
right,
where it's like 99.9, you know, Mari percent accurate.
Yeah, it was questionable.
So, but then again, it's like, isn't 90% pretty high percentage, right?
I mean, yeah, but it's higher now.
Yeah, so, okay, and I thought for the longest time, the past 8 years since this happened, I'm like, oh, there's no way this guy is my half-brother. And I totally forgot, this is random too, but he did friend request me on Facebook, because I didn't even remember his name. But I looked the other day, and I was like, oh my gosh, we're friends.
Was it people you should know? Oh, you guys were friends
already. We were friends. Like, he must have added me. Like, I used to accept friends requests from anybody back in the day.
Oh my gosh, that's why I never do that. I literally, on my real Facebook page, only have like 50 friends, because I deleted everyone that I don't actually know or like or am friends with, pretty much.
I mean, that makes sense, because you want it to be personal, private.
Yeah, so I just have a like page on Facebook, which is how I communicate with listeners and other people, but that I never add people I don't know, because I'm terrified of weird stuff like that.
So last night, one last refresh on the phone before I turn in and go to bed, I'm like, oh my God, is that dad?
He like posted a new picture of himself?
It was just the guy posted a photo of himself and his kid.
And now he really does look like your dad to you?
Very similar. I'm not saying they're identical, but I see a lot of traits where if it's a quick like flash, like bang bang, like photo side by side.
You thought it was your dad.
It reminded me of my father.
Dude, this is it right now. This is.
I can see it. I can see it in his photos. I can see some of the eyes, the nose structure. And I could be wrong. It looked like my dad. So I hit my brother up with the photo last night. I'm like, Bob, dude, I think this guy's our half brother. He's like, I've been telling you that. You
know, oh my gosh. Well, if your brother already thinks so, you guys need to both send your DNA. Let's get this over with.
We're in the process. We're reaching out to him. My brother actually friend requested him on Facebook last night. So we're going to start a conversation today and say, hey, you know, because I don't know if I'll have a relationship with him or not. I mean, maybe we will. Maybe I'll learn a lot about it. But the only thing that really bothers me is I feel so bad for him. If my father, who's passed away, really was his dad, he deserves to know. Even if he hates my dad or thinks my dad's a bad guy because he was never there in his life.
Of course he deserves to know, yeah.
But he deserves to know. But maybe I got after 31 years of my life, maybe I got a half-brother out there I never knew about.
Maybe he's rich and he'll buy you all the chicken nuggets your heart could desire.
Ooh. Maybe he's a property manager and he'll get you a new apartment.
Yeah.
Ooh, stop talking all excited like that. Who knows? But I wanted to share it with you guys. That's why I'm so tired this morning. Is just, I kept on looking at all those photos last night. I couldn't go to bed. And I'll keep you updated if we actually decide to continue on with this whole DNA process. But it was just absolutely crazy.
Yeah, that's really exciting. I think you should totally do it.